councillors, we can move on to item 7.3, notice of motion. Councillor Francis Gilley, children and places of worship. I'm calling on Claire Leaney, who requested the opportunity to address the committee. Claire, thanks for hanging in there with us. It's now your opportunity to speak. Thank you.
Good evening, and thank you for providing me with the opportunity to again address the committee on such an important issue. I speak to you tonight in my capacity as CEO of In Good Faith Foundation on behalf of our clients and board in relation to agenda item 7.3, children and places of worship. Firstly, I would like to commend Melbourne City Council for their ongoing commitment to protecting children within the City of Melbourne and the efforts of the Future Melbourne Committee. IGFF welcomes the motion's intent to invite the Principal Commissioner for Children and Young People, Commissioner Buchanan, to provide a report to the committee outlining specific and proactive steps that the City of Melbourne can take to facilitate the safety of children in places of worship in the municipality. I would like to also take this opportunity to acknowledge the important work Commissioner Buchanan's office undertakes on behalf of our community. IGFF is currently in the process of writing to the CEO of each Victorian local government to inquire what measures their municipalities are implementing to ensure the protection of children engaging with institutions and places of worship that practice within their city. We ask that if this motion is successful, Commissioner Buchanan share her report with IGFF and every council in Victoria. We make this request to best provide a consistent statewide approach, proactively ensuring that the mandatory reporting of suspected or confirmed child abuse is being followed in each municipality. Many survivors of institutional abuse and whistleblowers are feeling a distinct sense of dismay with high-profile places of worship that have yet to make a clear commitment to the principles of mandatory reporting. Worse still are those places of worship publicly stating that they will not comply with Victorian law designed to protect children in their care from sexual abuse. Not only is this approach likely unlawful, in the minds of survivors and organisations such as ours, it erodes trust in the progress that survivors and advocates thought had been gained. Any breach of law in relation to the safety of children is an outcome that no elected official should abide. All available resources must be brought to bear to ensure that any breach is met with the full force of law. Survivors on the whole consider compliance with mandatory reporting laws to be a very, very easy rule to follow, and it would provide a significant gesture of goodwill to a community that has already suffered so much. Furthermore, it would be an acknowledgement of the specific role that the confessional has played in prolonging the trauma and facilitating the secrecy which allowed abuse to continue almost entirely unchallenged for decades in places of worship. On behalf of IGFF, our clients, our board, and survivors, I commend this motion and ask that it receive unanimous committee support. With the committee's permission, I seek to have this speech tabled. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Claire. Thank you for your submission. I am calling on Councillor Francis Gilley to move the motion and Councillor Rees to second the motion. Over to you, Councillor Francis Gilley.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. I think we discussed, first of all, sorry, thank you, Claire. I only became aware, actually, I spoke with Claire's team a couple of days ago when they informed me that they were writing to all the CEOs of councils to ask them how they were going to respond to the issues of the change in law and child safety. So I think not only, I'm sure the Commissioner Buchanan will share whatever advice she gives to us with Claire and her team, but I also suggest that we, maybe through MAV, Councillor Leppert, consider whether we can make what we learn from the commissioner available to other councils through our own networks as well. With respect to this issue, I have contacted the Commissioner Buchanan's office, as I know the officers have as well. It was a really useful conversation. I think the commissioner has offered to come and meet councillors and executive at Forum to explore how councils might fill the gap that we find ourselves in between the fact that the law is changed and then the reality of organisations on the ground and their knowledge of that law and how they may or may not respond to it. So I think that's going to be a really interesting meeting, very useful to us, and I hope we'll come out with some very concrete ways in which we can support places of worship that are here within Melbourne, but also then advise other councils how they might do that with similarly the places of worship in their areas. I think one of the things that, on a personal note, that I've been aware of through this process is the number of people in the discussion who have said to me, I understand, Nick, how this is personal for you. obviously I have some personal knowledge of this issue, but actually it's not that it's personal for me. It's that we have a new law that is actually safeguarding children after a commission that found that this has a huge impact on children over many, many years. And as we've seen in the last few months, is still happening in our institutions now. And that we think about, all of us as adults, wherever we have a place of responsibility, think about what our role may be to keep children safe is really important. I think we as a council have thought about that issue for some time, about how we support keeping women safe in our community. And I think we have at a officer level within all those places where we have children, I believe we would be exemplary in the way that we manage our responsibilities. It's now how might we take that out to help other institutions that might not have that skills or knowledge. And if there is a role, that we undertake it. Thank you for all my colleagues that have that suggested that we came back to this. Thank you, Councillor Rees, for your support, Councillor Leppert, Councillor Watts. It's been really useful to get a clear idea of how we might take this forward, to get actual actions that we could share not only within our own council but right across the state.
Thank you, Councillor Francis Gillie. Councillor Rees.
Thanks, Lord Mayor. I, like Councillor Francis Gillie, also feel very, very, very strongly about this issue. And this is not the first time that we have a councillor group have considered this matter. But I want to say I was very pleased to work with Councillor Francis Gillie on the drafting of the motion that you see before you this evening. I think it's very sensibly and carefully drafted. We have consulted with officers here at the City of Melbourne to ensure that, you know, this is not a misfire, this is not straying into an area which is not appropriate or anything like that. It's been very carefully drafted, recognising the role of the City of Melbourne to play a constructive role in a sensitive issue like this. I should also say that, as Nick Francis Gillie has flagged, that it was also a motion which has been drafted in consultation with the Principal Commissioner for Children and Young People, Liana Buchanan, an officer of the State of Victoria. I won't go any further into the substance of it because I think Councillor Francis Gillie has done that very well. But I can assure you that this is a conservatively drafted, carefully drafted, modestly drafted motion, which I think can do some good.
Thanks, Councillor Rees. Any other speakers to this motion? Councillor Oak?
Only to say that I wasn't actually at the previous meeting when this was debated, and so I just wanted to note my acknowledgement of the work that you have done and obviously your personal experience, which is obviously, it's not even an appropriate word to insert in there. But I just wanted to acknowledge the work that you've done and think that, you know, the work that you've done, obviously, with colleagues subsequently, but acknowledge that I wasn't there, but I heard you, and I think that this is a really excellent piece of work that we should be pursuing.
Thank you. Other speakers to this motion? Then I'm going to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand. It's unanimous, so we declare that motion carried. Thank you.